massive open online courses are one of the big ideas these days in higher education. Free college-level courses in which anyone with enough time and a decent internet connection can participate. And as people have taken part in MOOCs, as they're called, we've learned a lot about what works and what doesn't work when it comes to this style of learning. The latest Granite Stater to try his hand at one of these classes is David Brooks, who writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and GraniteGeek.org. He's here to tell us about his experience. Hi, David.
Hello.
To start, we can point out that these are different than the 4-credit courses that you can take online at many colleges and universities.
That's right. There's two big differences. One is that they're free, which the college classes aren't. The other one is that they're open enrollment, so anybody can sign up. And as a result, they do tend to be massive. There are classes, some MOOCs that have been six figures, more than 100,000.
Now, what did the course you signed up for ask of you, and is what it asked of you how it ended up working?
In a way, it doesn't ask anything of you. That's part of their appeal and part of their drawback, frankly. I took this course. It was called Introduction to Probabilities, and it has a specific sign-on date, so you have to sign on by a certain time. And the course actually starts, and it runs on a certain schedule, lasts a couple months. Every week, more material was released, and the video lectures. There's video lectures from the professor. There were some side lectures from the graduate student teaching assistants about issues that you might want to know. And as part of the lectures, there are interactive tests, little problem sets during the course of the lecture, quizzes, and then there's a midterm exam and a final exam. And you answer multiple choice and or fill in the blank. And then when you're done on the website, you click, okay, I'm done. You get red X's, as I did mostly, or green checks, and a score is kept that you can keep track of in real time.
Red X's. That doesn't sound very encouraging, given that you seem to be the kind of person that these courses would be made for, somebody who has some background, some academic training, and an interest in learning more.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons, frankly, I did this one. I thought this one might be slightly pushing the envelope for me. They were originally sort of depicted as a way to bring high-level college classes to the masses. Anybody who's got an internet and speak a little English, you know, you're in the middle of Tanzania or somewhere, you can take a course at MIT. The reality so far, at least, has been that most of the people who actually take the courses, and certainly most of the people who actually complete them, which I did not, most of those people tend to be college educated, pretty well off, already working, and who are either doing it out of curiosity or for some reason for their career. But this is another drawback of the MOOCs as compared to a college class that somebody like Southern New Hampshire University offers. The college classes, the online classes, or the hybrid classes that a college offers are small enough that you can have real-time chats with your professor or TAs or something. But when there's, you know, 2,000, 5,000 students in a class, you can't have real-time chat. So there tends to be sort of like forums. And I did not find that very helpful at all. But it's very early days yet.
Well, despite those red X's on the weekly tests, this is not to say that you didn't learn anything. In fact, you may have found the first estimates of how many Granite Staters are taking part in these MOOCs, right?
Yes, as a good reporter, I needed some sort of fact to go with my, you know, my rambling about my own experiences. So I contacted EDX or EdX, and I said, well, do you have any data about how many New Hampshire people have participated, which I didn't really expect because it's really hard to get geography from internet connections. But they did, and they crunched some numbers, and about 3,500 of the 2 million learners, which is the term they use, 3,500 of 2 million learners have come from New Hampshire, which is a little less than 0.2%. But then again, if you calculate the number of possible people who might take an edX course all around the globe, make some assumptions, New Hampshire is only 0.1% of that possible population. So in fact, we are taking edX courses at twice the global rate.
See, a finding like that should count as independent study credit. I can print you out a certificate if you want.
Certificate, that's what I need. I am not going to get a certificate from the course, and maybe I can get a certificate from NHPR. That'd be cool.
David Brooks of the Nashua Telegraph and GraniteGeek.org. Thanks again.
Thank you.